Good morning, beautiful friends. At first I was afraid, I was petrified. Do you remember this song? Gloria Gaynor. I will survive. So I believe she's probably talking about an actual person, but I also like to think of this song in terms of, you know, those voices in our head that bring us down. And so I kind of like the idea of, you know, turn around and walk out the door, sort of taking some kind of emotional control, I'm putting that in quotes, but over the thoughts that we let in our heads and how we speak to ourselves, how we are in general with ourselves. Let's just listen a little bit more and then I'll tell you more about what I'm thinking. That. I never really listened so closely to the lyrics, but I think she just said something about, you know, I've got all my love and that will help me thrive. I don't know if I made that up or if that's what she said, but let's go with that. So hi, hello, my friend. We've been in a conversation over the last few weeks about survival, really about getting through when we're going through a really difficult time. And or also if someone that we love is going through a really difficult time, and how do we help them and support them and love them through that? And, you know, it has been such a multi-layered kind of difficult, challenging time over the past few years, you know, worldwide, globally, of course, all of the illness and grief that came from the pandemic, all of the losses, big and small, and I'm putting small in quotes because I don't think there's no defining really what is big or small, because to each of us, you know, things have a certain importance, and there's been a lot of different kinds of disappointment and losses and things that have been canceled that meant a lot to us, you know. Not the least of which is our big family gatherings or our, you know, reunions or things like that. And I know a lot of that is starting to come back. And yet also there's still a lot of people who are being cautious and not joining in those things, because we just don't know, of course, and everybody's making their own choices. Okay, so here's the thing I wanted to talk about that prompted me to play I Will Survive, which is that a couple months ago, I had sent you a lovegram. I think it was titled Advanced Love. And what I was talking about is ways to take care of ourselves in advance. It was also about planning and preparing for things that are going on for other people and making sure that we are aware of that. You know, for instance, I believe that we were talking about things like anniversaries of deaths that may be really hard for people, putting those on our calendar so that in advance we're aware that that's coming up, or we have time to send cards or send gifts. That kind of idea of advanced love is what I want to expand on today in terms of offering ourselves some care in advance. And here's what I'm thinking. So last year I talked to you guys about how surprisingly hard it was for me when my son left for college. I don't know. I wasn't expecting it. I have a really full life. I have a lot of friends and activities, and I love my son so much, but I just didn't expect myself to be in such this place of real deep grief when he moved out. But I really had the chance to see how he's such a light in my life, and he's sort of a central, he's just a central to my life. And for 20 years, right, when you're raising a child, they are the focus, even when there's a lot of other really wonderful things in your life. So this year, it's now, you know, heading into the end of July, and he's been here for the summer, which has been absolutely marvelous. And he's going to be going back to school in a few weeks and living away again. On top of that, there's just been some other really big things going on, changes in my life, and different kinds of losses, different kinds of grief. And so here's what I'm doing, and this is what I want to talk to you about. It may not look the same, of course. You'll have different content, but I'm looking ahead to how can I right now, you know, sort of be on the offensive in taking care of myself. How can I look ahead to what might be happening a month from now and set some things in motion for that future self? And I think this is something that, you know, we can always be sort of looking at in various ways of taking care of our future selves. It's our responsibility to care for that person, whether it's the person that will be this afternoon, the person that will be next week, a month from now, a year from now, 10, 20, 30 years from now. Of course, all of this means, you know, if we're fortunate enough to live, you know, I think it's always worth reminding ourselves that every moment is not guaranteed. Days are not guaranteed. We're here, you know, by some miracle and mystery and grace, and you know, we hope that there's a future. So this idea of our future selves. So I'm right now practicing really thinking about, my goodness, you know, once my son returns to school, there's going to be the same lack of, you know, his particular spirit and energy and humor and joy that I've come to, you know, lean into a lot again this summer. You know, I've learned to, you know, just love when we have our family dinners, and he, you know, he brings a whole bunch of lines of conversation that just aren't there when he's not there because of who he is and what he's studying and what he thinks about. So I'm thinking myself around what do I want to set up now that will take care of me in the fall? And, you know, here's some examples. I don't know for sure because I'm just in the beginning process of it, which is why I wanted to share it with you now, because maybe you too are in the beginning processes of showing yourself some advanced love and care. And so some of the things I'm looking at are, gosh, you know, in the evenings, it's going to start to get dark earlier, and that can feel a little depressing, right? I don't know for you, but for me, like, I love the summertime. It stays light, and I could go out and take walks and have phone calls with friends and be, you know, out in the world until much later than it will be in the fall. It usually starts to get dark. And so I'm thinking, okay, it's going to get dark earlier. I suspect there might be a sense of feeling sad and some emptiness around, you know, the everything looking different. So what could I do, right? And I just started to make some lists. I'm not sure yet which things I will choose, but one of them is that I've probably talked to you guys about this over the years. I've wanted to learn ukulele for a long, long time, and I've, you know, put a little bit of effort into it, but never consistently over the long run. And so one of the thoughts is like, wow, ukulele is it's a happy little instrument. It's you know, something that would get, you know, my brain cells going, because I'd be learning something new, and I'm not naturally musically inclined, so it's a challenge for me. You know, what if in the evenings I put on my schedule, you know, every day from 7:30 to 8, I'm going to practice the ukulele. That's one example of sort of thinking ahead of like, okay, what, you know, what would be kind of bright and cheery for me to do? You know, the other thing that I've thought about is looking into meetup groups. People are starting to meet in person again, and I just am always uplifted by being with people. Maybe that would be something that I could put some new things on the schedule. I've also just started reaching out about volunteering. When I was younger, as a high school student, I used to go to nursing homes and just sit and visit with people in the nursing homes. I would usually ask them, you know, who didn't have any visitors? Were there people who lived there who didn't really have any visitors? And then I would just, you know, regularly visit and bring them little gifts and connect. And I thought, gosh, I haven't done that for all these years, you know, 40 years. Maybe I could do that. You know, maybe I could start to visit the elderly. Or the opposite end of that, I've thought about also, you know, children's wards, you know, children who are really sick. Those are just a few ideas. And it's not, of course, about the content of it. And I'm not here to say, like, you know, these are the exact things that are helpful and healing and provide advanced love for you. But what I'm saying is that the idea of thinking ahead to when something, you know, we see that there might be a bumpy patch ahead. And how are we here for ourselves? Back to, oh, let's play a little more. Let's play a little more. I Will Survive. I love this. It's so uplifting, you know, and I don't know, this idea, I will survive. And it brought me back to, it just, yeah, it brought me back to the heart of why I wanted to talk to you about this, that it's like we can support ourselves in so many ways. And it's important, you know, we can get support from other people, which is what I've been talking about a lot over the last few weeks, but we can also get support from parts of ourselves who are strong. You know, I think that at any given time, there's, you know, parts of ourselves that are going through a hard time, and there are parts of ourselves that are, even within that hard time, they have the strength to carry a little more. And one of the things that dropped in while I was just listening to that little snippet, another thing that I'm doing, I'm kind of framing this year ahead as a new chapter. You know, there's a lot of things shifting and changing, and I'm looking at this as a preparation for a new chapter, actually. So the other thing I've done is made a little start to a list of books that I want to read or read again. You know, there's one of my favorites that I've mentioned to you guys a lot is Essentialism, which always helps me kind of get to the heart of, you know, who am I and what is most important to me in this lifetime. I also want to reread Jen Sincero's You Are a Badass at Making Money. Last time I read that and did the exercises, it really catapulted me into some new ideas about finances. And that's a place that I want to go to again this year. So there's, you know, the idea that we can volunteer somewhere, we can join new groups, we can learn new things, we can, you know, get books that we've wanted to read or that inspire us to grow in some ways. We could start some sort of new exercise buddies with people that we love. These are all some just like different ways that when we see that there might be something bumpy coming up in advance, we can help ourselves. Or, of course, if we're already in the middle of something, there's also using these same ideas. So that's what I'm thinking about this week. And, you know, it is the idea of really caring for our future selves and looking to see, like, who do we want to be? And how do we want to love ourselves? Right? I just saw the quote somewhere again recently that we all know is true, which is that we are the only person that travels through this entire lifetime with ourselves. You know, hopefully we have family and friends who are on the journey with us, but we're the ones who are here 24/7 with ourselves. And we're the ones who really can take that full responsibility 24/7 to really love this human being that we are, and to love the future human being that we hope to grow into. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope it's maybe got you thinking a little bit about, you know, some ways that you want to think ahead and love yourself in some new ways, support yourself in some new ways. All right, as always, I'm so grateful that you're here with me on this path. I'm so grateful for our journey, whether I've ever met you in person or even had any kind of communication with you, we're still here connected and walking each other home, just like Ram Dass says. Love to you. Bye-bye.